If my people, which are called by my holy name, will humble themselves and seek my face, if they pray, if they pray, if they pray.
Welcome to Worship in the Word. We are on our journey with God, our teshuvah. Now, that's the Hebrew word for repentance, and it means not just the act of contrition, but it means a journey with God. And we're turning to the prophet Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 1.
In the year the king Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had his wings. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts."
Okay, so we see here that Isaiah, the man of God, the prophet, has a vision, and he sees the Lord God Almighty, and he compares himself to the Lord and says, "Woe is me, for I am undone. I don't know what to do. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips." So this is representative of our day today. We look in the world, and we know that we're not pure. We're people of unclean lips, and we live among a generation like that, and we have a hard time finding the truth. And ultimately, we have to turn to the Word of God to find truth. And we have to have that same attitude. If we're going to have a journey with God, we're going to have to understand that woe is me, that I don't, by myself, by my own efforts, I cannot do it. Go ahead.
Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, "Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy son purged."
Okay, so we see here that God has mercy on Isaiah, and he takes a live coal. This is a metaphor speaking about the cleansing of his mouth, and really it's talking about a change in his heart. Jesus, speaking in Luke 6 and 4, said, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." So in order to change our lips, God has to change our heart. And so this is a heart operation that's taking place. Go ahead.
"Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' Then said I, 'Here am I, send me.'"
Okay, So now that God has done an operation on Isaiah, he has cleansed him. He's seeking for somebody that will go out and be a representative for him. Bible says that we're ambassadors for Christ. And so Isaiah is volunteering. He says, I might not be perfect. I might not be everything that I want to be for God, but I'm willing to go forth and be a representative for God. Go ahead.
And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed.
Okay, that's good. We see here that he's called upon, Isaiah's called upon to speak the word of God to the people. And it sounds strange that he says, make the heart of the people fat and make their ears heavy and shut their eyes lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and convert. God is after he wants us to convert. He wants a conversion process to take place. And then when that happens, he can heal us. So we have to convert from what we were to what God wants us to be, and he can do the operation. It is his spirit that provides the operation that makes the transformation in us. We have to come to an altar of repentance. John the Baptist said that Jesus would baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. And the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. Amen. And we need to be baptized in his Spirit. Amen. And we need that purging element of fire that he provides to cleanse us from the sins that we have. Mm-hmm. And so this is available to all of you that are listening today, that you can be transformed. It's just a matter of yielding to God and allowing the Word of God to purge you and transform you into a new being. Bible says that we can be new beings in Christ. We can be the sons of God and the daughters of God. So this is my word to you today, that this is available to you. He said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. And these things are available. God bless you on your journey with God.
If they